Now, now, you blind boy, I you clearly deny, with your arts and your darts, that you often let fly. For my heart is mine own, and so shall be sure, since your wounds, lovers say, will admit of no cure. But a fig for your bow I your tricks now despise, and I mind not the charms of the fair lady's eyes. Those doters I hate who are won with a smile, while the heart nothing means but such fools to beguile. And when a hand kiss can such influence have, then the lady she thinks Cupid's power is brave. Thus men, ere they think, haunt are caught in a snare, but of these idle follies I'll still have a care. But in time that is past I was subject to love, and a smile from my dear like a heaven did prove, while the pains of a frown to me known too well did seem like the torments of bottomless hell. But since from those dangers I'm happy and free, I think there's no man can be more blessed than me. When in bed I lay for want of my dear, my heart was oppressed with sorrow and fear, lest another should lock my dear love in his arms, whose eyes did appear like continual charms. But now I disdain what I once did admire, for my reason hath quenched the blinking boy's fire. And now in my freedom so happy I am, that I pity the man that is touched with the flame. For whilst I was under his fetters and chains, I ne'er could be free from the worst of all pains. But the more I did fawn, she the more did me slight, till at last I did bid my fair lady good night. And at peace I was long, till a great sudden change possessed my mind, which to me seemed strange. And I fell in a great and a sudden relapse, which was worse by half than the 21st collapse. For 20 fair ladies I courted before ne'er made me so much for to cringe and adore. But see how the boy did perplex me full sore, for saying I would not his power adore. Again I was catched by the glance of an eye, and punished because I did Cupid defy. So all in a moment my joys they did fly, and I doting wretch left in captivity. My fetters are stronger than I can endure, and too late, oh, too late, I do wish for a cure. 'Tis but just with the boy me thus to afflict, since his power and laws I did once contradict, and now become subject unto him again, which adds to my sorrow increaseth my pain. Then never despise nor contemn that great power, who can in a moment your freedom devour, and wrap you in chains never more to be free, but left in the confines of captivity. For now to my sorrow I find and do know, there is strength in his quiver and power in his bow. Now had I 10 millions of guineas to give, I'd part with them all at my freedom to live. But I find 'tis in vain such things for to wish, since his traps do appear like a net to a fish, who once being taken shall never get free. And so I, poor wretch, find it will be with me. Though Cupid forbear me, for whilst I do live, I will to thy power great attributes give, and after this time will account them unwise, who are too foolhardy and Cupid despise. No mortal is able my pains to endure, but with I must die, or soon look for a cure. And now 'tis too late, I would fain thee implore, who once never thought thee again to adore. But too soon I was caught, and too late I lament, disowning thy power, for which I repent. But in these dying words, as I stretch forth my arms, I nothing acknowledge like Cupid's strong charms.